So then the marriage that took place, this was taken in the temple. Now, there are two phases. Today, we'd consider the first phase the engagement. But it was actually a wedding that took place. In other words, I'll see if I can describe some of the scene. What happened was, they came to the temple again, that is Joseph, and Our Lady had her wedding dress prepared for her by her mother before she died. And she gave it to Elizabeth, the Elizabeth who was pregnant, and Zachary. And she brought this wedding dress to Our Lady in the temple. She is very... it's kind of sad for Our Lady, in a sense, because she's telling Our Lady how her mother prepared this for her. And she said, one day, a long time ago, the day you came to the temple, she said to me, I have prepared her dresses and her trousseau, because I wish to be the only one who weaves her linens and makes her bridal dress, so that I shall not be absent on the day of her joy. And then Elizabeth continues and said, and listen, in the last days when I was assisting her, every evening she wanted to caress your first little dresses and the ones you're now wearing, and she would say, I can smell the jasmine perfume of my little one, and I want her to perceive here the kiss of her mummy. How many kisses of this veil, on this veil, that is now shading your forehead. There are more kisses than threads. And when you will wear the cloth woven by her, just think that it was woven more by her motherly love than by the shuttle. And these jewels, also in hard circumstances, they were saved by your father for you, that you might be beautiful in this hour, as befits a princess of the house of David. And then, prior to going into the temple before the high priest, Anna, her teacher, says, what did Joseph say to you about your vow? You haven't told me. And Mary said, he made no objection. On the contrary, when I told him the reasons, he said, I will join my sacrifice to yours. And her comment was, he's a holy young man. Well, the wedding now takes place. What the priest, or the high priest in this case, any one of the royal line of David, when a marriage takes place, is performed by the high priest. So they're brought in, their hands are joined, places his hands on their heads, and he pronounces the words that are considered the marriage. And with that, they leave the temple. Joseph takes Mary in a special carriage that was made for the occasion, something like maybe our covered wagon today, but smaller, not so big. And it was dressed in a beautiful way with flowers. She had a garland of flowers on her head. This is what you might say, the Holy Spirit speaking through Joseph. After the occasion of the wedding, Joseph says to Mary, said, while they are waiting, I do not know what. Joseph takes Mary to one side and he says to her, I have pondered a lot on your vow these last days. I told you that I will share it with you. But the more I think of it, the more I realize that a temporary Nazaritism is not sufficient, even if renewed several times. I have understood you, Mary. Now this is the Holy Spirit, see, really enlightening him. I do not yet deserve the word of light, but a murmur of it comes to me, and it causes me to read your secret, namely her holiness, at least in its main lines. I am a poor ignorant man, Mary, a poor workman. I know nothing of letters. I have no treasures. But I place at your feet my treasure, my absolute chastity forever. enclosed garden, sealed fountain, as your ancestor says, who perhaps wrote the Song of Songs, seeing you. I shall be the guardian of this garden of spices, in which are the most precious fruits, and from which a spring of living water gushes out in a gentle surge. Your kindness, O spouse, has conquered my soul with your innocence, O most beautiful one. You are more beautiful than dawn. You are a sun that shines because your heart shines. You are full of love for your God and for the world, to which you wish to give a Savior with your sacrifice of a woman. Come, my beloved spouse, and he takes her gently by the hand, leads her towards the door. Well, after the ceremony, I perhaps should read part of this footnote explaining, namely, the rite of the engagement by which the marriage was essentially established implied that the young couple should be blessed by a priest while holding each other's right hand. A legal contract was made in regard to property and rights. During this first phase, they did not live together. The wedding was a solemn accomplishment of the contract, and the couple began to live together.